Today, we kick off a new series called The Gospel in Disney Pixar's Luca. I hope that you have had an opportunity to see the movie Luca, but if you haven't, I want to give you a quick synopsis. Luca is a shepherding boy, but he doesn't shepherd sheep, he shepherds fish. You see, Luca is a sea monster. He lives just under the surface of the water, and he has been raised to believe that land monsters, you know, humans, exist to destroy him. Those land monsters are dangerous. Those land monsters live in fear of the sea monsters. So what they do all day, every day, is look out for sea monsters to kill. Luca knows that in his life, he doesn't have a whole lot of options. Because if he goes too far from home, he will surely lose his life. His mom and his dad and his grandma, they do everything they can to protect him, but Luca is curious, Mr. Bill. He wants to know what's just beyond the water. He wants to know what's just beyond the surface, and even if it's dangerous, he still wants to know. You see, Luca is having what we might call an identity crisis. Luca is having a crisis of who he is and who he might have the potential to be. Anybody in here had an identity crisis before? You were born into certain circumstances that sought to limit you to a space and a time in the world, but you felt like you had to get out of that space and that time, that you were too limited and you needed to stretch your arms, that there might be more out there than what you can see right now. It's Independence Day weekend. And every year this time, I have an identity crisis, Mr. Bill. You know, I consider myself to be deeply patriotic. I'm from a family of soldiers and warriors, from public servants and people who have given their lives to serve this nation. And yet, the Bible says that if we follow God, if we love Jesus, if we are after the abundant life that Christ has promised, then our citizenship is in heaven. Identity crisis. Here, Philippians chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, in Eugene Peterson's translation of the Message, it says it like this. But there's far more to life for us. There's far more to life for us. We are citizens of high heaven. We're waiting for the arrival of the Savior, the Master, Jesus Christ, who will transform our earthly bodies into glorious bodies like his own. He'll make us beautiful and whole, with the same powerful skill by which he is putting everything as it should be under and around him. Philippians is what we call an epistle. It is a letter, and many folks identify it as one of the letters written by the Apostle Paul. And Philippians is a guidebook for how to live an abundant life. Philippians is one of those irritating books that pushes us beyond our comfort zone and pushes us beyond what feels good to what is good. Philippians asks us a question. Just like Luca is asking himself, and Paul ends up asking himself. The question is, who will you be? It's a question that kind of pokes. What do you mean, who will I be? I am who I am. But the deeper question underneath that is, are you who God created you to be? It's really easy to wake up every morning and say, well, I was made like this. I'm just going to be like this. My grandma had an attitude. My great aunt had an attitude. My mama had an attitude. My next door neighbor had an attitude. So I'm going to have an attitude too. It's easy to wake up and say, she was mean to me. She stepped on my toes 50 years ago. So I'm going to be mean to her for the rest of life. An eye for an eye. But what Philippians teaches us is that we have a choice in who we are. We have a choice in who we are going to be. We have a choice in how we show up in the world. We have a choice in what we give off in the world. We have a choice in our identity. Luca makes a choice. He says, I'm not going to be limited by this ocean. And I know what my mom is saying, and I know what my dad is saying, but I have to see if there is more than life to this. Look at this clip.
Luca, huh? What's on your mind?
I was just wondering, where do boats come from?
The land monster town, just above the surface.
It beat a guy at cards there once.
Mom, what are you doing?
He's old enough to hear about it.
You've been to the surface and done the change?
No, the end. Shut it down.
I was just curious.
Yeah, well, the curious fish gets caught. We do not talk, think, discuss, contemplate, or go anywhere near the surface. Got it?
Yes, Mom.
Here, now let's get back to work. Hey. Look me in the eye.
You know I love you, right?
I know, Mom.
You're a little worried about him, right?
No, thanks. I'm full.
Fine, I'm not human.
Oh, thank goodness.
Here, hold this.
Do you live around here?
Down here? No. I just came for my stuff. Ooh.
Oh, hey, wait, that's mine! You forgot your harpoon and...
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
What? What are you doing? No, no. Oh, no. Help me.
First time?
Of course it is. I'm a good kid.
Hey, relax. Breathe. Well, isn't it great?
No, it's bad, and I'm not supposed to be up here. Good day. Thank you. Good day. Again.
When some of us have an identity crisis, we go kicking and screaming. When some of us have an identity crisis, we go knowing that we will never be the same. We know that if we go above the water, if we go above the surface, then we will experience some kind of transformation that will leave us changed in a way that we're not sure we're ready for. This is why we resist the abundant life of God. We resist the best of life that God wants for us because we are not sure what's on the other side of it. Your certainty will get you stuck in the worst of it. Your certainty, your need for certainty will get you stuck where you are, and you will never experience what is ahead, what God has for you. And for some of us, God is going to have to drag us out of the water and plop us on land so that we might experience something different. You remember the Apostle Paul? His name was Saul first. You remember when we talked about Stephen the martyr, and Saul was there making sure that he was stoned to death. It was Saul who was a chief Pharisee who loved the law more than he loved God's people. Sound familiar? It was Saul who was getting warrants and permission to kill the people that followed Jesus. And he was on a journey in Acts chapter 9. He was in a journey to go and gather up more of the people who were seeking that abundant life with Christ. And while he was on the road, on the way to Damascus, he was struck down. Struck down and blinded. Just imagine getting pulled out of the ocean and plopped down on dry land. Just imagine getting knocked off of a horse and struck down so that you couldn't see what you were used to being able to see. He heard a voice. Saul, Saul, why are you out to get me? Who are you, Master? The voice replied, I am Jesus, the one you are hunting down. I want you to get up and enter the city. In the city, you'll be told what to do next. He doesn't know what to do Mr. Bill, he has to sit in a place of uncertainty for a while. He has to wonder what is next for a while. Is he at the worst of life? Is he at the crossroads of the end of this thing called life while he's at the top of his game? The people who were with him, they were dumbstruck. They couldn't see anything, but they could hear the voice, and they had to take him up and put him back on the horse and lead him into Damascus, where he continued to be blind for 3 days. He refused to eat and drink. But then there was a disciple in Damascus by the name of Ananias. Don't miss this, because this is the good news. There is always someone who will meet you in the middle of your identity crisis and who will help you to make a decision about which way to go. God never leaves us alone. God never leaves us, even in the desert, even in the crossroads, even in the wilderness, even at our worst. God never leaves us alone. Ananias said, "Yes, Master." Jesus said, "Get up and go over to Straight Avenue. Ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus. His name is Saul. He's there praying." You want to pray now? Okay. "He has just had a dream in which he saw a man named Ananias enter the house and lay hands on him so that he could see again." Ananias protested, "Master, you can't be serious. This dude is the one who's murdering people who are trying to follow you. You can't be serious. You want me to walk up to the man that's saying terrible things about me and about you, the man who killed Stephen, the man who is raining terror down on everybody in Jerusalem who says that they follow you. And he's shown up with papers from the chief priest that allows him to do the same thing to us." But Jesus said, "Don't argue. Just go. I have picked him as my personal representative to the Gentiles and the kings and the Jews. And now I am about to show him what he's in for: the hard suffering that goes with the job." So Ananias went and found the house, placed his hands on blind Saul, and said, "Brother Saul, the master sent me, the same Jesus you saw on your way here. He sent me so you could see again and be filled with the Holy Spirit." No sooner were the words out of his mouth than something like scales fell from Saul's eyes so he could see again. He got to his feet and he was baptized. And he sat down with them to a hearty meal. Who are you going to be? Who are you going to be? Every day and in every situation, You have the opportunity to choose if you are going to be an agent of the Lord or an agent of the devil. Are you going to be an agent of joy and hope and expectation? Or are you going to be one who delivers fear and anxiety and evil in the world? Will you be limited by your circumstances? Or will you allow God to open you up to the abundance that is God's? What's it going to take? What will you have to learn? Luca had to decide whether he was going to be a citizen of the sea or a citizen of the land. Paul had to decide whether he was going to be a murderous Pharisee or a follower of Christ. Americans have to decide whether they're going to be nationalists or patriots. People of God have to decide whether they're going to follow the American way or follow Christ's way. You're in an identity crisis. This is why you don't understand what the Supreme Court is doing, how they keep issuing contradictory rulings. This is why you don't understand what Congress is doing and what the state legislatures are doing. This is why you are like a bobblehead all the time. You're in an identity crisis. Will it put you in a place of fear? Or will you allow it to invite you to a place of growth?
Yeah, that's called phantom tail. You'll get used to it. Right. Walking. Don't worry, you're in luck. I basically invented it. To start, stack everything one on top of the other, like a pile of rocks. Great. I mean, fine, whatever. Now, walking is just like swimming, but without fins or a tail. And also, there's no water. Otherwise, it's like the exact same thing. Give it a try. That's not it. Try it again. Oh, try to lead with your head. No, more belly. That's lying on the ground. How about this? Just take a step without even thinking about it. No. Don't think about it.
I don't know how to not think about something.
Okay. Watch. Point your feet to where you want to go, okay? And then you just catch yourself before you fall. Yeah, that's right. Good. Yes.
I'm getting it.
Not bad, kid. Alberto Scorfano.
Luca Panguro.
Piacere. Girolamo Trombetta. It's a human thing. I'm kind of an expert.
What does it mean? The thing you just said?
Come on. I'll show you some more stuff.
It's not an accident that Alberto came along just when Luca started to wondering if there was more to life than this. It's not an accident that Paul fell off a horse, he was blind, and Ananias showed up just when he thought that he had that he was on top, that he was in charge, that he had the fix for this Jesus problem. It's not an accident that God has sent somebody your way while you're in the middle of an identity crisis. Will you learn to walk? Or will you go back in the sea? Will you learn to love? Or will you go back to breeding murderous threats? Who will you be? What's it going to take to get you there? Spoiler alert for Alberto and Luca. It was this. A Vespa. It was the Vespa that helped them move from who will I be till I will be. To be continued. Don't miss next week. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.